We wanted to know exactly how one becomes a member of Black Twitter. Are there rules or at least consistent practices? So I reached out to my friend Kiana Tipton for help. She has a master's degree in Twitter.
Well, actually, my alma mater didn't quite offer a master's in Black Twitter, although sometimes I tell people I have a master's in Black Twitter and nobody's checked me on it. So Black Twitter is not an actual space, and it's also not a homogeneous group where everyone looks the same, everyone talks about the same things, and everyone cares about the same things. I think in order to participate in Black Twitter and to be a part of it, you have to have that cultural competency. Essentially, it mirrors in real life conversations that Black people are having. So some of those things are community, call and response, that is really common in Black language. And of course, there's humor. And I think both community and call and response lend itself to that humorous aspect.
It's not all fun and games on Twitter.
Black Twitter consistently uses hashtag campaigns to organize around a social or political cause. Say Her Name, created in Sandra Bland's honor, highlights the often hidden plight of Black women affected by political injustice or police brutality. Mainstream media's tendency to publicize a victim's most stereotypical photos after an unarmed Black person is killed sparked If They Gunned Me Down. And of course, Black Lives Matter, which is now an international activist organization.